And we turn now to prescription drugs, and let's consider a couple of dates. November 30th, 2011, May 17th, 2012. They might seem random, but they might also make a big difference to you if you happen to suffer from heart disease or high cholesterol. That's because on those days, the patents for two massively popular drugs used to treat those ailments will expire. In fact, 6 of the 10 top-selling prescription drugs in the U.S. will go off patent in the next 2 years. And that means companies can begin offering lower-cost generic drugs. For more, we turn to Scott Hensley. He writes and edits the Shots blog at NPR.org. Welcome in the studio.
Thanks.
Scott, let's start with that first date, November 30th, 2011. That's when Lipitor goes off patent, a name that's probably familiar to many of our listeners. Tens of millions of people take this drug for cholesterol. What can they expect?
That's right. It's a landmark in the pharmaceutical industry and for consumers because on that date, the best-selling prescription drug in the world will go generic. And that means that people will be able to buy it more cheaply. It won't happen overnight. It will drop a little bit because there's one other company that has the rights to sell a version of Lipitor along with Pfizer for about 6 months. But then at the end of that 6 month period, the bonanza really begins. Then scads of companies will pile in, each trying to outdo the other on how cheaply they can sell the generic version of Lipitor.
So a lot of companies offering these generic versions. How much savings are we potentially talking about?
90% or more. So there's two ways that people can save. For people who have insurance, they typically have a copay that they have to pony up when they fill the prescription. So once something goes generic, they get the lowest copay, $5 or $10. So on some plans, Lipitor might be $30 or $40 copay right now. The other way that people might save is that for those who don't have insurance, they can go to one of the big box stores, like Walmart, for instance, that sells generics cheaply, and eventually you might see Lipitor for $4 for a month's supply.
Now, we mentioned that there are other drugs that are moving off patent. Give us a list of those drugs.
Right. Well, the other date that you mentioned in the intro is for Plavix, which is the second most popular drug in the world, at least when measured by sales. That medicine is a blood thinner, and it's taken often by people at risk of developing blood clots or people who've had stents implanted in their heart. That one, when it goes generic, will also be a big cost savings for many people.
Others?
There's a diabetes drug called Actos, which may not be quite as well known as those two, but it's become more prominent in recent years. And in 2012, that's one that should come off patent and be available in generic versions too.
Why is this? Why do we see this case where a cluster of drugs are all going off patent right around the same period of time?
We're seeing an echo of the pharmaceutical industry's golden age of innovation and product development during the 90s. So blockbuster drugs that became household names, everything from Prozac from depression to Lipitor for cholesterol, really had their heyday in the 90s. A patent for a prescription drug usually lasts around 10 or 12 years. And so now what we're seeing is many of the medicines that were launched at that time and became such household names are now losing that protection, and so generics companies can come in and make them.
You know, I'd love to bring you back to talk about this this question more deeply at some point, but when we talk about generic drugs, are they basically the same replacement for the patented version of the drug? Is there any difference?
Yes. They have to show that they are the equivalent of the brand name drug and satisfy the Food and Drug Administration that they are interchangeable.
That's Scott Hensley. He writes and edits the Shots blog for NPR.org. Scott, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
This is NPR.